I'm T. Lindsey Baker from the Social Sciences Department at Tarleton State University. Today in Texas history, we'll meet a person who with his own eyes in 1836 saw the fall of the Alamo. Francisco Antonio Ruiz was there. He was an eyewitness. He was the alcalde, or mayor, of San Antonio during the siege of the Alamo. While the siege was going on, Mayor Ruiz's father, Jose Francisco Ruiz, was 150 miles to the east at Washington on the Brazos, where he represented San Antonio as a delegate to the convention that formally declared Texas independence. In an account published in the 1860 Texas Almanac, Antonio Ruiz related that the Mexican army under the command of Lopez de Santa Anna arrived on the afternoon of February 23, 1836. That very evening, an exchange of gunfire began. Early on the morning of March 6, Mexican forces, which Ruiz estimated to number 4,000, advanced for a final assault on the Texan rebels. The very morning the Alamo fell, Ruiz said, Santa Anna directed me to accompany him, as he was desirous to have Colonels Travis, Bowie, and Crockett shown to him. Santa Anna then ordered him and other townspeople to carry the Mexican dead soldiers to the local cemetery. Back at the Alamo, Santa Anna next directed Ruiz to take a company of Mexican soldiers and bring wood with which to burn the corpses of the defenders. The grisly details remained in Ruiz's memory for the rest of his days. He wrote, I was an eyewitness, for as the alcalde of San Antonio, I was with some of the neighbors collecting the dead bodies and placing them on the funeral pyre. I'm historian T. Lindsey Baker of Tarleton State University. You're listening to the Texas Standard.